5:30.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika, musavimberera kwa.
On some village punking, never know they like you've been wanting. So no more up next is now. Now SMB group savings account, saving the 0 months EDC. Bank no charge up a quarter and easy. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you, book more yes. Flexible access, yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet, yolo bangalana. Asset deposit, your drone dalama. Perhaps you cannot remove a member. How many members is your CD? When I need your physical meeting, but I'll be charged. Some of my members, banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, I just got better. Saving in a job, I just got better. Now, FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Student unrest erupts at Mulungushi University after a power outage. Lusaka City Council urges traders to obtain a 2026 trading document. And in African news, Tanzania cancels Independence Day celebrations after election unrest. With the news in details, my name is Lesa Chua. Police have quelled a brief episode of student unrest at Mulungushi University's main campus in Kapirimponshi after a power outage triggered riotous behavior on Sunday night. The incident occurred between 20 hours and 21 hours on November 24th, 2025, following a blackout caused by a truck that damaged the electricity supply line to the institution. According to the Zambia Police Service spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi, officers were dispatched immediately and managed to restore order before the situation escalated.
Preliminary investigations reveal that the unrest was triggered by a power outage after a truck damaged the electricity supply line to the university. The outage reportedly prompted students to riot, causing damage to the glass panes at the security office and the looting of merchandise from marketeers. ZESCO personnel restored power around 02 hours. Police officers continued to monitor the situation, which has since returned to normal.
Meanwhile, police in Lusaka have launched an intensive manhunt for criminals who shot dead a 56-year-old man in a brazen daylight attack in Woodlands on Monday. The victim, Ayub Bin, a Chinese national and resident of Milima Road, was murdered around 12 hours on November 24, 2025, as he arrived home from a bank withdrawal in Chilenje. Mr. Achilabi says, according to a report filed at Woodlands Police Station by the victim's wife, Diane Yuan, the attackers, who are believed to have trailed Mr. Yu from the bank, approached him at the gate, shot him, and fled with an undisclosed amount of cash and other valuables.
A 57-year-old Chinese national of Woodlands, who stated that unknown criminals attacked and murdered her husband, Yu Bin, aged 56. Police officers attended to the scene, and the victim was rushed to Maina Soko Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased left home around 10 hours in his Chevrolet motor vehicle, registration number ALP818, to withdraw money from the bank in Chilenge. Around 12 hours, he returned home. As he waited for the gate to open, the suspect, believed to have been trailing him, approached, shot him, and fled with an undisclosed amount of cash and other valuables. They were riding a motorbike whose registration number has not yet been established.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has called on all traders and prospective business owners operating within the city to ensure they obtain the required trading documents for the 2026 business year. The council has warned that failure to comply will result in penalties, including possible closure of businesses. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Kombon Radio News that the council has commenced the sensitization efforts to encourage traders to secure their 2026 trading licenses ahead of the new trading period, which runs from January to December. She further urges new business owners to register their businesses within the stipulated period to ensure full compliance with council regulations. As the festive season approaches, LCC has also reaffirmed its intention to enforce the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011, warning that businesses found selling alcohol outside permitted hours or in breach of the law will face sanctions.
The council is also encouraging all traders to register and acquire business trading licenses for the year 2026 trading period, which will run from January to December 2026. New business owners are equally encouraged to register their businesses within this period to ensure compliance with the council regulations. As we approach the festive season, the council wishes to notify all traders that it will enforce the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011 on any business found in breach of the law. Furthermore, the council will not hesitate to apply other relevant pieces of legislation, including the Solid Waste Regulation Management Act, above all, the Public Health Act, Cap 295 of the Laws of Zambia, to ensure that offenders are brought to book during this period.
Headwoman of Upper Lusenfa, Lavne Sanjipaisha, has raised concerns over the lack of a local market and the limited communication network coverage in the area. Speaking to Common Radio News, Ms. Sanjipaisha explains that residents are forced to travel long distances to Mkushi Boma to sell their produce because there is no market within the ward. He adds that poor network connectivity has made communication difficult, with some residents resorting to climbing trees just to make phone calls. Ms. Njipaisha has since appealed to government to consider constructing a local market and installing a communication tower to help improve the livelihoods of the community.
Batu akwata po maketi kurokwata nusemfa ukushitisha ati mama kilomita za tariu kuita kuroko kuita kumkushi mukushitisha unetwe batu akwata ia kuita tukata komunikasi ngwino wino naba likuri akwine kuma kuri akutauni na ngwisha kushitisha ngatatu shupa turatirwa ukuita komunikasi kushatu alaenda chani kuroko kwapa nusemfa batu kwapa nusemfa kutushi mukuru wabako Market tule lombo kutupela ko market ero batupela ko na pa kutapame jika ina ba mono pa futa kwa ta kwaba so tetso tule kabila vela kwa kanunze
The Mufulira Pastors Fellowship is sounding the alarm on diabolical riches, warning citizens against pursuing wealth through such means. Fellowship Chairperson Reverend Hendy Walia.